Ain't heard it in a long time. Sing a song of life. Sing a song of you and me. Sing a song of peace. Let's have some. Sing a song of truth. Without it, there's no proof. The condition is love. Let's have some. Never once was it mentioned. Never once did we resolve. Now the treaty's been broken. Let's make new ones. To prepare for war can only mean attack. For the one we prepare against must naturally fight back. Then we say we were right and kill those people in their homes while we're seeking out the sly one who's sitting on the throne. The master of love and hate is in our fate. We have a decision to make. All right. You know what day it is. It's Tuesday. On the East Coast, it's starting to be Wednesday. Right there in Auburn, California, at the Masonic Lodge, it is 9 o'clock. And on the beautiful big island, as the sun goes down, at 6 o'clock. You got those time coordinates, and all you need to know is that you are listening to the Insight Hour. And I am your host, Reverend Moxie, and our other host is in Auburn, and that is Sir George, also known as Dr. Len, and we are coming live to you. Dr. Len, let's give it up to the Creator. Will you please do the invocation from California to the
Absolutely.
Big Island and all around?
Thank you, Reverend Roxy. I appreciate you so much, your support. Thanks so much for covering over for me last week in the Insight Hour when I was en route down to California to do this series of lectures that I'm giving for the Love Code Seminar, the musical healing celebrations that we're just sharing now for the first time. It's really a glorious time to share this with the public. And we are, as you mentioned, we're in California. We're not far from Sacramento, where we're going to be hosting the Love Code Seminar. First one on Saturday. We're leading up to that. We're having a bunch of different wonderful meetings, such as the one that Michael McKay, who is a contributor to the book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code. Michael, if you remember, if you vaguely remember back, I talked a little bit about Michael's brilliant work in looking at how even the U.S. dollars and the coins have all this Masonic symbolism in it that really reveals some ancient mystery school mathematics and arcana that is linked to the real Da Vinci Code, the musical mathematics of divinity that's blessing humanity now. We're engaged in a spiritual renaissance, and we're here this evening just finishing up. We just finished up a two-hour seminar, and I'm sitting here also, I'm actually standing here next to Gary Grunder, who is an amazing researcher in the field of electrophysics and biology, literally the electromechanics and the physics underlying how biological functions operate. So we're going to be spending a couple minutes interviewing and speaking with Gary on this Hour of Insight. I'm also, right now, we're listening in the background. You can hear maybe some music by a beautiful musician who's sharing the 528, the love tone, on his guitar. He's got a beautiful Spanish guitar. His name is Stephen Holland. And listen to this for a minute. Musician here tonight. We're going to have Scott Huckabee performing live on Saturday night. So if you're in the sound of my voice, folks, and you want to get a blessing, get a ticket, an airline ticket to come to Sacramento, register online by going to the registration station, theregistrationstation.com, and get yourself a ticket to join us at the Doubletree Hotel in Sacramento on Saturday. where a lot of these folks and a lot of other folks are going to be gathering to share the divine revelations of the real Da Vinci Code, that is the musical mathematics of divinity, literally to bless humanity. You know, we are all digital, bio-holographic, that's mathematical, biology, holographic precipitations, crystallizations or manifestations of divine frequency vibrations. And so this is a celebration of this knowledge, this wisdom by which we're going to revolutionize everything. Everything from the field of medicine and science to music and the architectural arts and sciences, all of this has intimate connection to the core creative frequencies of reality. The original musical scale, we now understand the six tones plus the full complete nine in the perfect circle of sound by which everything is created, manifested, uplifted, sustained, and so many people need it, healed. So this is a great time. I want to give it up also to the Creator for all of this. Let us give praise and glory to our one Creator of this universe. Let us give thanks and praise to that entity, that extraordinary being that heals us, sustains us, uplifts us, anoints us, gives us the gifts, the presence, the capabilities of service divine, and that by His grace, His, her grace, this magnificent, amazing Creator, we're blessed to do what we do. And it's an amazing time in history, the end times, where ultimately everything will be restored and sustained. The greatest truths, we're told, have the capacity to free us. The truth shall set you free. The greatest truths have the capacity to emancipate us completely. And we're engaged in this time in history where these truths are being told, and not just being told by me. Folks here, I want to interview and have you talk to for a couple minutes, Michael McKay, Gary Grunder, and I want to thank these folks for giving us a couple minutes of their time. I want to thank the Creator for bringing us together as brothers and sisters to celebrate this divine revelation and this literally blessing from the divine heavenly throne to restore humanity, to bring heaven to earth, to literally create ourselves, recreate ourselves in the image of the Creator and recreate our planet based on that understanding of divinity instead of the insanity of humanity. We're going to become superhumans now, and that's what this is all really about. So thanks to the Creator. Thank you, Reverend Roxy, for taking over for Dr. Len Horowitz last week. I want to thank BBSRadio.com, Don Newsom and the Newsom family, and the engineers at BBS for bringing you the Inside Hour every Tuesday night, midnight on the East Coast, 9 o'clock on the West Coast. And I want to also thank our sponsors and co-sponsors for the show, HealthyWorldDistributing.com. If you want to get engaged with the best books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, and extraordinary healing products that are rare to find and very, very, very wonderful and valuable for restoring and sustaining us, everything from the green food product called Green Harvest to the amazing antimicrobial Tetrasil, go to HealthyWorldDistributing.com, and you can order online via the store or call a toll-free number, and that toll-free number is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. So I want to introduce for you for a minute to Michael McKay, who's put this program together tonight. And Michael, again, is really an expert in the field of the cryptology of currency. Now, of course, currency, money, currency reflects water. It reflects flow. There's a whole spirituality to money that is largely unrecognized, that money is supposed to flow, that it's not to be hoarded, that it's not something that you simply put in the bank and invest by the banksters or the gangsters, that is there to make you wealthy and sustain you simply. It's basically a current, like water sustains us all. In fact, if you've listened to me lecture in the past, you know how endeared I am and how grateful I am and in awe I am of the Creator's creative juice, water, H2O. And Gary Grunder, in a couple minutes, is going to share some perspectives, very unique perspectives in water. Michael, you're not going to get out of this interview. Michael says, no, go to Gary first. I'm not going to do that. So the reality is that currency is extremely interesting in terms of a metaphysical understanding of who we really are as powerful manifestors of wealth, of prosperity. And there's a fellow who I'm standing before right now, who's Michael McKay, who I think has done the foremost work on the planet. I have featured it in the book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. It is a deciphering of the ancient mystery school mathematics in the Masonic symbolism and its reflection and finding it in the currency of the United States dollars and coinage. So, Michael, welcome to the Inside Hour.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I plan on continuing working with Dr. Horowitz on this, and as my information develops, I'll hand it to him and he'll hand it to the world, and hopefully we can effect change. Thank you.
You're not getting off that easy, Michael. Let me ask you something. What got you started? What was the first thing that got you started in looking at American currency for its hidden codes and numbers and meaning?
Well, one day, walking out to the car, I literally picked a quarter up off the ground and flipped it in my hand, and it landed in my hand with George Washington on edge. And as it dropped and rolled over, I noticed that the quarter was out slightly to the left. I placed a grid coordinates on it, and I found that the letter S fell on the midline. S is the 19th letter of the alphabet. On the George Washington side of the quarter, there are 19 letters, and it progressed from there. And that is the cipher for the code, and it breaks down further from there, and much too complicated for the phone. There's a lot of picture word association. And I'm out of my league here. Thanks, Lynn.
Michael, wait.
Wait, I have a question.
Oh, wait, Reverend Roxy has a question.
Hold on, here. Now, Michael?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I realized as I was listening to another lecture and as you're beginning to talk, is there some correlation between the words like currency and bank and all of these words that have something to do with another kind of law that has to do with our money? Is this what you're trying to say, that all of these symbols are instructing and leaving behind the codes for another type of government that's supposed to be in place that is backing this money that we have now?
I believe that the quarter was encrypted in 1932 by a John Flanagan, and the $1 bill by Franklin Delano Roosevelt and a couple other Masons. This information wasn't to be lost during World War II. They were afraid that Hitler was pretty much going to take over the world, so they hid these secrets or mysteries in the universe in these two coins, one made of metal and one made of paper, one to survive the flood and one to survive fire. And at some point in time in the future, someone would decode this and provide it to the world. I feel fortunate that I've been able to find this. At times it comes to me in dreams, visions. I'm able to meditate and access a gate, if you want to call it that. And I'm provided with information. I'm told where to go and look and what to find, and I do it.
Well, I think that you are communicating just fine, and I want to invite you on Mission Possible because I want to kick around Albert Pike. I want to kick around the history of the Masons. I have been studying this, and I very much would like to pick your brain because I feel like we're on the same wavelength, and I want to thank Dr. Len for allowing you to be on this show and that you stick with it because you are so on it. And as soon as people can realize this, then they will understand what to do next. So you continue.
All right. Thank you so very much. And I'll provide Lynn with a phone number, and you can contact me off air. Actually, my phone number and email is in the back of one of his books, Love the Real Da Vinci Code, and you can hook me up there, and I'll interview me, and I'll talk to you.
I am going. You can count on it.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Reverend Roxy.
Dr. Lynn, sounds like attracts like in the universe of plenty.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. What an interesting fellow. Who else you got for us to talk to?
Well, you're sitting next to me here is also somebody who is an amazing researcher. We're going to get him out to Hawaii to do some work with us out there. His name is Gary Grunder. And, Gary, welcome to the Inside Hour.
Thanks. It's good to be here. Hi, Reverend Roxy.
Hi. So you had the Love Code Seminar. We're sitting here.
Okay.
Will you please tell everybody what your area of expertise is and how you fit in this big matrix and this beautiful story?
Sure. Well, let's see. Well, I was in the military for a couple years, and I was an electronics technician. And I started studying yoga, and then I conscientiously objected and got an honorable discharge from the Navy. And I decided that I had enough of wartime technology and the harmful effect. And so I switched to become a biologist. But I still never really lost my fascination for technology. But I thought there's got to be something, some new ways to use technology that would be, you know, more. Well, first several years I was just focused on studying the natural world and natural processes and patterns. And then as I secured employment with the Department of Transportation, I then turned back to my studies of ancient scriptures. And so it was in the, excuse me a second, so it was in the study of ancient Rig Veda from India, the ancient Mesopotamian Enuma Elish tablets, and the pyramid texts that I found this science of sauna luminescence, that the ability of sound to produce light from water. And so at the time, I was actually studying some of Nikola Tesla's inventions and working with some of that when it struck me that the ancients may have had a so much more elegant ability to harness energy latent in matter with sound as a catalyst, and architecture, architectural spaces, and so it's just been overwhelming, really. I've been looking at it from different angles. I've looked at the physics, and what's interesting is in the ancient texts, in order to tap into the information systems, you have to have an appreciation for the natural world. And you also have to be able to be a systems or a pattern thinker and be able to make the associations with the iconic representations and the way information has been safeguarded. And so being a biologist and studying physics sort of has given me an interesting viewpoint. And so my biggest challenge these days is doing something with that knowledge and translating it into, you know, sort of devices. But a part of me is also, you know, the devices are secondary and habitat restoration is primary, because in God's universe, there are, you know, he does have musical strings, but there are no strings attached. There's no electrical wires. There's no water pipes. You know, it's a much more holistic musical operation, if you will.
You know, it's kind of interesting that you say that, because when you tap into the divine, as I'm getting it every day, everybody is getting it every day, and the whole puzzle is coming together, we understand that through our power of the will, we have assurance of guidance. And I think that's what we learn from electronics, or whether we study physics or biology. We're talking about systematic versus spasmodic, or chance of action.
Yeah.
That we're looking at a phenomena that repeats itself over and over and over again, even when we're talking about such things as forgiveness and repentance and all those other things that have to come with being human.
Now, you bring up will and intention, and one of the neat things that I've studied and work with every day is you know, how that relates to, you see, the thing is, you know when you like a good piece of music and you sing along, you hum along, maybe you feel the frequencies, right? But now you know, with the understanding of music and harmonics, that there are higher orders of sound which you can't hear, right? And sometimes you'll hear a piece of music where you can't hit that next note, but you can intend it. You know where it occurs, right? And it's this higher and higher frequencies that influence subtler and subtler realms of matter. And so, take for instance sound. Okay, so sound, it requires atmosphere in order to propagate, in order to be heard. If you put an alarm clock inside a bell jar and take away the air, then it won't make a sound, right? But light will still travel through the jar, see, because light propagates across space, the apparent nothingness of space. But in all actuality, space is the formless beginning, the dark, fathomless depths in the Bible, Tehom, the deep. And it's God's voice across the fathomless depths, which, you know, is very comparable to the singularity of a Big Bang. But anywho, intention, especially aligned with, you know, a higher archetypal power or forces at play, is something that is puts one at the very workings of nature. And it's so interesting to, I really enjoy artists because they're able to take something intangible as an idea and perhaps like Dr. Horowitz, you know, create a book from out of, you know, the ideas from out of just the ephemeral space of mind. And so it's fascinating.
It sure is. It sure is, because what we're all trying to do is we're trying to tap into that power of the initiative.
Sure, yeah, and then once you tap into it, then what do you do with that energy? You know, if you have a lot of knowledge, then you're obliged to do something with that knowledge. And then the neat thing is that as you grow and learn, that the knowledge sort of tells you how to apply it, and you become a little bit more selfless. And then you also get more of the knowledge.
Oh, isn't that the truth? In the beginning was the Word. And a lot of people try to figure out, what was that
across
Word?
The fathomless depths. Yeah.
Exactly. And that Word was likened to inspiration. Wouldn't you say?
I would.
I love that Word.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, will you tell the audience one more time who you are and if there's a way in which they can reach you? And tell me about... if you have a publication or a book that's coming out, please, this is your moment to shine.
Right.
To say it.
My name is Gary Grunder. I'm a biologist for the Department of Transportation. I have a master's degree in biological conservation or biological science with emphasis in conservation. I just recently formed a not-for-profit corporation. The website is Anand Society International, and that's A-N-A-N-D Society International, and we're going to be doing quite a bit of work. We've got an office in India. The vice president is located in India, and it's a whole other story in and of itself how I got pulled into this, but I traveled to India to get the blessing of the Dalai Lama in my research of sonics. Water. Anyway, that's how I can be found. Also, you can look my name, Gary Grunder, on the internet, and I also have a publication on habitat restoration, and so Partners in Flight, Flight Log Number 8.
Wow. Well, I look forward to you also. I'm extending an invitation to you also. We have a companion show. We have the Inside Hour with Dr. Len and Reverend Roxy. And then there is another show that we're utilizing for more in-depth interviews on Sundays with Mission Possible, where I am the host, Boss RJ.
Okay.
And there I would love to stay in touch with you. And let's get you some more time. You sound like a very fascinating individual, and I know some of this needs to be brought to people because we need to continue.
I'm working on it, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
What Dr. Len back on here.
Okay. Nice speaking with you.
Thank you. You're listening to
BBSRadio.com,
and you're listening to the Inside Hour with Dr. Leonard Horowitz on the road, coming live from Auburn, California, to Masonic Hall. Dr. Len, you there?
I am, Reverend Roxy.
What delicious creatures, what fascinating people you have around you.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I want to get Gary back on here. I want to have him give us a little of his perspective on water.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd like to have him share a couple minutes, because we, on the Inside Hour, in previous archives, we've spent quite a bit of time talking about the divine dynamics of the creative juice of the universe by which we are mostly made, and everything comes out. Now, Gary mentioned a couple minutes ago sonoluminescence, the capacity of frequency vibration, or the Creator's Word, to manifest light out of water. Of course, in the beginning, I've mentioned in the past shows how the Creator, the Word, and the water was what began everything. All of our universe, our physical reality, came out of the Creator's frequency, electromagnetic mathematics, placed into water. And that water is part of the triune God. That is, before there was the Trinity, long before there was humanity, there was the Creator, the Word, and the water. The water was there from the very beginning. So actually, the water is actually the closest thing to God that you can touch in this physical planet and universe. So Gary has done extensive research, and he's a great resource, Reverend Roxy. So before he leaves, I want to get him back on.
Let us do that, because isn't protoplasma, which is contained in all our cells, this mystical, magical substance that is capable of spontaneous mass motion without any idea where it comes from?
Well, you know, that's a great concept, Reverend Roxy. I'm going to put the phone over to Gary here, and you share that concept with him, and I'd like to hear him comment on that specific area. Here he is.
Hello again.
Hi, great to hear from you. I love BBS Radio. I mean, there are no rules. You back again. We're talking to you.
Sure.
Dr. Len was talking about water and how it is so, it permeates all existence, that it is what brings us closer to the divine than any other substance on the planet. And I said to him, I said, yes, isn't that the secret, protoplasm? Wasn't it protoplasm? Isn't that the constituency of all our cells, and how in the past, biologists and physiologists have been, mystified by the idea of all this water and how it works.
Sure.
And all the things inside of it. So he wanted you to
Sure.
kind of expound a little
Yeah.
bit more about that in terms
Okay.
of that luminosity.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. When I was studying the ancient Indian Rig Veda, it's an oral tradition, goes back perhaps 6,000-7,000 years B.C., and they actually reference a state prior to water. They call it the before water, and they reference it as a dark, fluid-like matrix, right? And the Hebrew word is tehom, means the deep, and it also, the interesting thing is that it ties in with dark matter. And see, there's an ancient Hindu poem that talks about Purusha, and Purusha is described as the cosmos. And they discuss Purusha as, like we're only able to observe, the observable universe is only one-fourth, like mortals can only perceive one-fourth, whereas three-fourths of matter remain hidden, right? And scientists, when they discuss dark matter and dark energy, they state that, you know, our understanding of the science, we only can account for one quarter of the mass of the universe, and three-fourths are, you know, missing. And so it's a very interesting this notion of dark matter and dark energy that's found as the state before water. In the Rig Veda, there's, Salila. Salila is the word for water, and then there's a passage that Salila was indeed Apa, earlier. And it's this notion of, you know, this. I mean, space permeates everything, and a singularity, which is what you think of when you have like a black hole or dark matter, is extremely gravid, right? Extremely concentrated point in time and space, no volume, but it's God's. Still, it's God's still small voice, right? Very high frequency, very short wavelength, which has the potential to incite motion of dark energy. And then you have the flash of light because of the physics involved there, because of the size and stuff. And it also is neat because it ties in with the esoteric geometry of the sphere and the cube. And by being able... And scientists have discussed if you had the ability to create your own singularity, right, then you would also be able to produce your own gravity. And so this technology does sort of indicate that the possibility of ancient flight, but not in a way that we think of flight, a flight not based on combustion of stuff, a flight based on resonance and fluctuations of the quantum vacuum energy field and the Casimir effect.
Yeah, I guess it kind of likens itself to God moving in strange and mysterious ways.
Right.
And we have that power. You know, how does this relate? And here's a good question for you. After you've gone through all of that, let's put it all in a nice package and sum it up with, how does this relate to the now in terms of
sure.
how we can liberate ourselves
yeah.
or use this in our health modes and staying away from dis-ease?
Yeah, well, that's where we get back to the intention and God's still small voice and the beauty of you know, being able to manifest your own reality. You know, it's the thing is by Professor Horowitz was mentioning, you know, wouldn't you like to be able to find the Achilles heel, you know, and also be able to pull the rug out from the sort of existing power base, right? Well, intention is also, since intention is very high frequency, intention puts us in touch with God. And it's really a matter of forgetting that you think you're separate, you know. It's more of a settling. And so these higher frequencies of intent and desire and will are, you know, basically sympathetic to the forces of operation in nature.
That's true. And every independent action will reflect the perfect will
and then,
of
and
God's
then form
principle.
Is just, you know, the past. I mean, the
yeah.
stuff that's the future is what's inside your head.
Mm.
And how you manifest that to make it real, you know, that's the future. You know, and so it's important for people to in their meditations, instead of closing the eyes, you know, it's important to peer out into the darkness, right, and use the mantra and sort of, you know, seek for that coherent self-referral state of transcendence, right, and sort of try and, you know, sort of attune yourself to the harp strings that, you know, rule the music of the spheres. And then the solutions to the problems will present themselves, and also the ways and means of making them real. So that's kind of where I'm at these days, is I've got a lot of ideas and I have a lot of science to back them up. And so now I'm just trying to actuate them. And I'm doing this through a non-profit, because in order to survive, in order to get these solutions out there, you really have to give them away. They really have to spring up different parts around the country, different parts around the world, so that no one person could be snuffed out, and then you would lose, you know, a solution.
So you attended the seminar this evening. Yeah. Could you, for me and my listeners, tell me how the seminar affected you, or anything that happened that you saw different than other seminars that you've been in lately?
Well, you know, what was interesting for me is it's like the tuning fork effect. You have two tuning forks. One's resonating, causes the other to resonate, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, I could feel the energy, right, and the enthusiasm, and then the ability to relate seemingly desperate tangents or tangibilities, you know, to a coherent message was really nice. And I found that while Dr. Horowitz was writing his book on AIDS and the Ebola virus, I happened to have been doing a paper in college, you know, sort of stating I too had thought it was something that had been laid out on people. And then also he had been talking about, you know, finding that weakness, the Achilles heel. And I have been, you know, I have found the Achilles heel of the forces that pretty much operate our industrial world these days, the petroleum force. But see, there's so much more energy in a drop of water. one little thing your readers need to look into the book called The Giza Power Plant by Christopher Dunn. And he presents the hypothesis that the main pyramid on Giza was what is called a water maser. And it just so happens to turns out that in the constellation of Orion, in the sword, is a naturally occurring water maser. And it's, I guess you'd have to look that up too, but it's where water is absorbed so much energy from star-forming regions of the galaxy that it gives off radio waves. And so it's just another example of nature, you know, with abundant energy, and you don't need to burn anything to get it.
You are going to be on our show very soon.
Okay.
We are definitely going to talk some more and cut it up.
Okay.
We're coming into it where I need to get back to Dr. Horowitz so we can bring it in.
Great.
I'd like to let everybody know that you're listening to the Insight Hour on BBSRadio.com. And tonight we were talking to Gary Grundler, who is going to be a guest on Mission Possible real soon. Dr. Len, are you back on? Well, I'm going to keep on going. You know, Dr. Len has a very busy schedule, and as you know, you can get to him on the Internet. He's going to be up in Sacramento. He's going to be doing the Love Code seminar up there, and he's going to be working with Scott Huckabee. We also have him moving through the world, and on October 12th, he's going to be joining up with yours truly at the Raw Spirit Fest with Scott, who will be playing a solo performance, and also Dr. Len Horowitz is going to be playing the guitar and showing us a little bit of what he's about, and also he'll be lecturing on Friday. Dr. Len, are you there now?
Hi, Red and Roxy. I am. You know, I want to thank Gary for joining us.
Yes.
He's a charming, intelligent, very sensitive human being that I think would be a great blessing to have at conferences to share his great knowledge, very in-depth knowledge. And I want to thank him for joining us on the Inside Hour.
Definitely. Well, anyhow, we haven't mentioned the one thing that I know we need to mention. Thoughts are things, and everybody today has been thinking about, you know what?
9/11, right?
101.
Yeah.
The sixth anniversary. And I believe on this sixth anniversary, we have to change poison into medicine. We have to empower ourselves. Is that not true, Dr. Len? So please, give our listeners, we've done the DVD with the, what do you call it, the Love Code, Love the Real Da Vinci Code, and you've launched those seminars. But I want to spend a moment talking about a new DVD and a new angle that you are putting out there for the listening audience that has to do a little bit with understanding how we even came down to have a 911.
Oh, thanks, Reverend Rossi. I appreciate you remembering, and I had forgotten myself. I can't believe it. As a matter of fact, before we came to this seminar tonight, I finished the documentary, 2 hours and 20 minutes it is, and it's called In Lies We Trust, the CIA, Hollywood, and Bioterrorism. And for those who haven't clued in yet, there has been announced that this month, September, is National Preparedness Month. And the federal government has launched Preparedness Network, HHS Network Television. It is on Dish Network. Interestingly enough, it is not viewable by anyone except those who have a $349 first-class new dish that they're selling. And that's very interesting that this is the case, because they're beaming the signals off internationally via satellite. So if you're in foreign countries, you're getting what amounts to U.S. propaganda far more than we Americans are receiving. The feature presentation of this network is called A History of Bioterrorism. And the entire network is to begin to get you to prepare to expect and to plan for what you're going to do when it happens. Biological weapons attacks, outbreaks, nuclear explosions, suitcase nuclears, and natural disasters. They call them natural, even though we've got Project HAARP, we've got all the electromagnetic frequencies and all the research science mounting that says that things like Hurricane Katrina and the El Nino effect, with all the devastation associated with the natural weather fronts, are man-made. They're literally controlled, just like they're controlling weather. They have been for years. And the reality is that they're preparing us now through the propaganda and the networks, this HHS network, to expect these things. And, of course, the whole concept is fear induction. That's how you suppress the love vibration, is by fear induction. And so the coercion, the enslavement continues, and the manipulation of the population, the mass mind control through this media, is what I've dedicated this new documentary to exposing. And so that the 9/11 day that we're broadcasting today on the Inside Hour is the day, literally, that I finished the documentary In Lies We Trust. It's going to be screened and previewed next week on Tuesday in Sacramento at one of the local theaters here, and Lorraine Crone has rented out the Crest Theater, and everybody, again, in my listening voice range, are welcome to attend. We also welcome you to join us in Sacramento on Saturday. We've opened up a lot of scholarships for people who can't afford to come. And the tuition for Saturday's event, Love Code event, musical healing celebration, including lunch and Scott Huckabee's performance at night, is $107 in advance, $125 at the door. And if you can't afford it and you want to be there, apply for a scholarship to Lorraine Crone. Her telephone information is on our schedule via my website, drlenhorowitz.com. That's drlenhorowitz.com. And just call Lorraine and give her your circumstances, and I'm sure she'll have a slot for you to join us at the Love Code Seminar. It's at the Doubletree Hotel in Sacramento. And that the following Tuesday night is at the Crest Theater is when the screening of In Lies We Trust. Now, the film, In Lies We Trust, takes the government's propaganda film, History of Bioterrorism, and presents what they've left out. You know, the Bible talks about a half-truth being virtually a complete lie, and that if you understand counterintelligence propaganda, they give you about 80% at most of the truth. 20% is missing, and if you had that extra 20%, it would give you a completely new picture about the real true reality. You'd be able to see the forest of reality through the trees of counterintelligence propaganda. And that this is what I've attempted to do, and I believe that it's going to be fairly successful. I await the word from those reviewers and the people who screen it. The concept is that we're giving this out for free. It is my gift to humanity, just like you just heard that Gary's a very wise statement saying to really have the optimal blessing and protection. You've got to give things out for free today, and you've got to spread it through the grassroots, and the grassroots have got to take on the power and basically make the big difference. And so, likewise, this whole concept of distribution for In Lies We Trust, we're asking for donations for sure because it was very costly. I've been engaged with it for a solid 10 weeks, and the greatest sacrifice was my summer, which was not spent playing with my children, and I got my children to agree to that, and I want to thank my children, my family, my wife, wonderful wife Jackie, has been so supportive over all these years, particularly this last several weeks where it was really intense getting this production done, and that the proof will be in the pudding. You know, we're asking people to, viewers, to make copies of this. The copyright is uplisted, it's listed, there's no copyright on it, it's actually freely copyable. We're asking people if they feel inclined to look in their hearts and make a donation, a contribution to the Royal Bloodline of David and the ministry for our work, Reverend Roxy, at the Steen Venon Health Retreat. We have a lot of very important work to do there. I shared with Gary, who has, interestingly enough, in his heart, a great mission to restore and build Solomon's Temple in the Holy Land, and I advised him that we share that mission to do that temple, rebuilding the ancient Hawaiian temple, perhaps even on our beautiful estate in Hawaii. So we have this need, and really need to support people and have people support us for continuing this great work. And we're saving lives. I believe that the film In Lies We Trust has a tremendous capacity to perforate the closed minds, the people who have been in deception, steeped in deception, because the documentation that I advance and show really meticulously and beautifully in this medium of television and DVD is very, very clear and very persuasive. And so when I take the government's spin and then I then show the real documents and the real hidden truths, that you begin to really see what's going on. And so I believe that the In Lies We Trust has given grassroots support, given the copying of it and the distribution of it, a tremendous opportunity to bless humanity. And likewise, we, Reverend Roxy, your ministry, my ministry, our ministries, and our colleagues' ministries in Hawaii, particularly, would be the recipients of blessings, financial gifts, donations from the people who appreciate the great work that we do.
It is very true that in order to keep it, you must give it away. And what I want to tell the listeners about your project, as being one who lived that era of the COINTEL and the whole idea of discrimination and prejudice in our government and how it happens, is this: that once people see this DVD, then they will understand how we could come to a 911, how our government could plan such a thing, see it as a necessity. And as we look at the Love Code seminar, it takes us all the way back to the time when there was a Machiavelli, and there was a Da Vinci, and there was the whole idea of war contractors, and popes and kings and all of these types of things to defend this or that, that you are going to open up the young people's minds to really understand that those history books that they are studying need to be appendixed, that you are the appendix to history and that you are the epilogue. And as a great writer and as a great producer, we are going to get it out there because that's just what God wants.
You know, that's very, very true, very perceptive, and very wise, my sister. And I want to thank you also for that wisdom and that direction that you give the listeners of the Inside Hour. I want you folks to know that Reverend Roxy and I have come together at this extraordinary time in history, and we have a very, very unique calling. you know, in some ministries you get the great news, you get the gospel, and in other ministries you get the bad news, you know, you get the fear and you get the concerns that are out there. But rarely do you get it all put together. And I think that that's one of the very unique things that we bring together, not just on the Inside Hour, but in our great work in Hawaii and in our collaboration in our ministries, is to bring the best of the best news to the planet, the greatest modern gospel that there is, how it is that salvation is being rendered, how it is that we're being uplifted by this Holy Spirit power of divine love, and the musical mathematics of divinity coming, pouring into humanity today, just when we need it most, as well as the risks, the vaccinations, the intoxications, the pollutions, the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel, and the industrialists of genocide. And so we bring you both. We bring you the best of the best, the worst of the worst, and empowered with that insight, as we give you every Tuesday night on the Inside Hour, you leave really fully blessed and empowered to do what's necessary, which is save some lives. Save some lives. Help the families. Help the children. Let's keep our children, our nation's youth, and our nation's future free from these intoxications, these pollutions, these poisons, the vaccinations, the pharmaceutical druggings. I read this past week, it was in Associated Press, how the number one growing edge for the drug industrialists is all the childhood, the children's drugs for the depression and the hyperactivity disorders, the autistic spectrum disorders, all of these things that are being induced largely by the mercury in the vaccinations, the aluminum. Of course, mercury and aluminum are neurotoxins. Aluminum is linked to Alzheimer's disease, mental degeneration. And so you begin to understand why these children more and more are having these problems, and it is creating the genocidal operation, the profiteering off of humanity's suffering that the drug industrialists are rendering. So this is what's necessary. We have got to wake up to this. And if you're a new ager out there, if you're a new ager out there that thinks simply that you need to focus on the light of love and forget everything else, you know what? Here's my advice to you. It's a revelation deeply I received this week, and it's a great, great, great truth to be really reconciled within your own heart and mind. And it is the truth that for you to obtain optimal enlightenment means that you have got to come to terms with the depths of darkness. You have got to move through the darkest of darkness in order to engage the brightest of the light. And so that is the challenge and the revelation, literally the inspiration by which you can transcend from the devastation of the intoxication and the genocide that's taking place today and do what's necessary. Be humble servants of a great, glorious Creator that wants these children for the bright future that we have in store for us and this whole planet in the spiritual renaissance, culminating in the Messianic Age, 1,000 years of world peace, where we will have operating the technology that Gary Grunder and many other experts have been talking about, the capacity to travel on hydrogen fuels, the capacity to heal with light and sound, literally by the laying on of hands, shall deliver that Holy Spirit flow that brings about the restoration. So I want to thank you, Reverend Roxy, from the bottom of my heart. I love you. You know that. I miss you, and I look forward to seeing you at Sedona, Arizona, at the Raw Festival.
Oh, you know it, Dr. Lynn. And on that note, everybody, you've been listening to BBSRadio.com. This has been the Inside Hour with Sir George, also known as Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I'm Reverend Roxy Hampton, and this was the Insight Hour. And as we close, I want you all to know that a great statesman once said, liberty is not the right to do what one wants, but the right to do what one must. So tomorrow, as we come out of this memory of the September 9-1-1, let us do our homework, and let us be more like the divine. For repentance, and this is the thing I have to have you do. Before we can have repentance, we have to have forgiveness and repentance together. We must acknowledge the wrongs. We must give them up, and we must resolve never to have this happen to us again. So, folks, get some insight, do your homework, and we'll see you back here next week. Love you, Dr. Len. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.